time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to the Ministry of Motivation. You are listening to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. This program will not be about the typical church-going people or the people who have stopped going to church. When you talk about religious or politics, it usually put a division line between the people. I'm just an ordinary guy, just want to help people with the aid of the Bible to have a more balanced life. This show is about ordinary people and ordinary pain, not the kind you see on television like the wife of Atlanta, a basketball wife. I'm trying not to put a division line among the people, but to unite all people. And the topic of the show today is breakthrough versus breakdown. And the scripture that we will be coming from is Matthew chapter 13, verse 20 and 21. But for right now, I would like to open up with a prayer to God. God, I would like to approach your throne and ask of you to help us to see your spirit cannot show us the way until we are clear about our direction you want us to travel. This I pray in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. After these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
This is a TV.
Oh,
Yeah. It's time to play.
You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identities,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing,
and duplication,
voice on hold,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
file conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip hop national partner, The Val the BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development. Also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard Jehovah Ream, and just before then, you heard I Pray. And the topic of the show is a breakthrough versus breakdown. And the scripture that we will be coming from is Matthew chapter 13, verse 20 and 21. That is the Matthew chapter 13 and 21. And the scripture reads in verse 20. As for the one that sows upon the rocky place, this is the one to hear the word and at once accepting it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but continue for a time. And after tribulation and prosecution has arisen on account of the word, he is at once stumbled. Why this illustration is very important. See, the breakdown for me, I was fighting my own war against injustice and violence because society failed to support the weak. I began to learn how to defend myself. I thought to myself, I cannot stop the war, but at least I'll try to stop violence people. But I slowly to gain peace within myself. And that's when my breakthrough began. It's being patient with yourself and being patient with others and being patient with life. Patience always pays off. You will meet up with many things that push you into dark and scary places. Faith first. Spirit is always trying to see just how much you will take and how much you can do under as many circumstances as possible. Yes, we all have some basic idea of what to do and what not to do. The process of life is ever unfolding, guiding you, pushing you, preparing you for the next part of the process. Life often takes a twist or make a turn that is frightening or confusing. The only way we can know for sure is to be willing to walk through every part of the process. When you are overcommitted, it is a sign that there is a deficiency of self-value, self-worth, and self-esteem. When you don't feel good about you, you will continue to do things that maintain that stance of not feeling good in life or make a mess in life. Just for today, be devoted to examining and acknowledging and cleaning up the little things that create such a mess in your mind, in your life. It could be that somebody didn't take the garbage out today. Somebody left one dish in the sink. Could have been that somebody left one spoon on the countertop, and your whole day exploded. But each of us must face a moment in our life called the breakdown moment. This is a time when you must stand toe-to-toe, eyeball to eyeball, with the very thing you have tried desperately to avoid. Your excuse fails. Because that is what life is demanding of you. Please be advised that there will be situations where you do and give your best, your all with the best intention, and what you get in return is crap. What did I do wrong? That's the question. And that kind of doubt eats away at your heart and mind and spirit. The kind that makes you feel stupid and valueless and worthless. When you are the light, you cannot complain about the darkness. Only thing you can do is shine. Just because darkness does not mean you are not doing what you are supposed to do. Never lie. What you are looking at determines what you believe. And never lie what you can see with your eyes to lure you into the belief that there is nothing more. Always allow your spirit to take you beneath the surface. It is there that you will see and know the truth. Until you can see yourself, everything you see in the outer world has an inner meaning. There's a cause which you live to fulfill. Until we focus, we can always be fooled by the appearance. If you behave yourself into a situation, you must behave yourself out of it. Take the most pleasant memories of it into the next experience. When you are appreciative, you get more to appreciate. Stop connection to the blame game, because self-love has no place in your life. So now you're making excuses with rage, frustration, meanness, emptiness. See, once you find your purpose, you stop the pain. Forgiveness is the starting point of self-love. You can take your walk of faith to the height of your greatest potential. So many people choose weakness to get out of a test that God has for us. Until you fix your clock in life, you will not be able to press past to the next level. Do what you can and don't hold any grudges for anything that happened in your past as you was growing up. Learn how to let go of things in your life so you can manifest all the greatness you haven't yet discovered about yourself. The mind is a vicious cycle. Disappointment and pain allow fear to destroy your love. One reason is because we allow other people's pain to become your life. And we accept the responsibility to live up to their weakness. You can't be two peoples at the same time. So you manifest their weakness as a strength, only to prove how desperately you are misguided. Isn't it amazing that we go through so many dark places to find the light, and we always had the light? Stop trying to run away from yourself, because you cannot. You must monitor your inner conversation that you have with yourself. See, the starting point to take back your control is to put back the love what somebody took out of you, and how you begin by creating a relationship with your God. And forgive whoever was not understanding of your kind heart. Obviously, we jeopardize our greatness, because we are afraid to step into our dreams and take on the voices we hear in our head. People saying, you can't do it, you're not good enough, and you don't belong here. Until you break up with doubts, analyze the detail of the obstacles how you overcame them, how a new chapter to your life is being written. What will it say? And what will be recorded in full mind of your life? Many people blame other people for their pain, and people look for other people's weakness to make themselves feel stronger. If you feel that I'm trying hard to do what is right, but it's difficult when I feel that I'm being criticized all the time, you need to show yourself more freedom from someone else modifying your expectation. And grant yourself the time to acknowledge how you feel about your insight about life. Stop letting life fears unjustify your dreams. You don't always get what you wish for, but you always get what you work for. Reaching your goal, if it's important to you, you will find a way. If not, you will find an excuse. If you refuse not to move out the way of life problems and face them head on, only then you will become unsatisfied, letting limitation have its way with your decisions. But what you do with that rage is within your control. You must have two hearts, one for the old you and one for the new you. To get it unstuck, make the mark how you have the power to change your life. And how do you develop trust in him? You learn as much as you can by reading the word of God and meditating on what you read every day. Keep those negative peoples out of your life. When they see you sinking, they will not reach down and pick you up and help you to get back to the top of the water, but to let you sink. Stop letting people in life take us down to the bottom. And we will not try to swim to save ourselves from this world of people having no good intention to help us. We have no honor but we fear, because their life had no operation in their life or motivation to do anything with their life. So let's take down the division line between ourselves and stop blaming each other for what's going wrong in our life. Let's work together to understand one another and talk things out before we make decisions without looking at the consequences of our action. See, life cuts so deep, we must be able to heal quick. See, the devil feeds your doubts with impoliteness and don't consider your tears. They don't have no meaning to his satisfying assault on your priorities. He will deny your tenderness and accept all your weakness. Become provoked at momentary. Take the first step to unattach your disappointment and pain from his needless rules and regulations. You really have to concentrate on hitting your craft evenly, consistently, all the time. We need God, Holy Spirit, to navigate these problems back on the right track. And you must be able to adapt. And that's what's going to enable you to survive this world of broken promise. What you're trying to do is to reestablish trust, giving people a chance to hold that love in their hand. Spirit cannot show you the way until you are clear about the direction you want to travel. Only then you will break through the breakdown. Right now, I would like to say, if anybody out there listen to this show, if you would like to call in and participate with the show, you can call 213-559-2995. And we accept all genre of music, gospel, hip-hop, pop rock, R&B country, etc. We are hip-hop with a twist. The only thing we ask of you is to keep it clean. We can get the word out on your music and you and your new fan base. All that you got to do is upload your MP3 to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. After these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You are listening to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I am your host, John Lowe.
About a preacher who fell from grace. He begged the church for forgiveness. He realized he made a mistake. And some folks left the church and said, he's supposed to be a man of the cloth. See, they forgot he was the same man that prayed for them when they were lost. So glad God is not like man. He won't throw you away after you've done wrong. But I'll pick you up then. Dust you off and put you back where you belong. God didn't give up on me. I'm so glad. Oh, God didn't give up on me. When I gave up, he didn't let me go. Now it's easy to point the finger when the spotlight's not on you. Well, and we will be surprised what we see if the truth come out on you. And you need to show a little mercy and grace for somebody else. And take your foot off your brother and consider yourself. I'm glad God has come.
Motivation. You're listening to this show through Hip Hop Nation Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard that God didn't give up on me. And the topic of the show is breakthrough versus breakdown. 954-304. If you're online, state your name and where you're from.
Hi, my name is Ariel, and I'm calling from Florida. And I want to say that, first off, I was hearing your message. I feel like you preach a very good message, and I'm just trying to, you know, connect that with my life. You know, I feel like even Christians, they do criticize each other, and like we do, you know, do things that are wrong. But I really do feel like sometimes, you know, you can, I feel like sometimes, like, you know, the devil brings someone and they can criticize you. Or I feel like right now, like, even like the guy you're with and this and that. So, like lately I have been trying to devote everything to God. So I try to, you know, bring up God's name. And I also try to go to church, but today I miss church. But I try to like wait till I'm married to have sex. And I really try to give God my all. So, I was just wondering, like, what if you're with someone and they, you know, they curse and things like that? Do you think you should just, like, go, you know, like, go with someone else or what? Like, what if, I don't know, like, I just, but it just feels like if we do that, it's like we're even, like, being picky. We're criticizing in a way because we're all not perfect.
And that is correct. We all are not perfect. But I'm trying to sort through some things. You say that you're being criticized for somebody you're dating right now?
No, I'm saying that, my ex, he was a Christian and everything, but I felt like he kind of did. He was like, you know, had this criticizing kind of spirit a little about things, and I felt like it wasn't from God. So I felt like even he wasn't perfect. But I was wondering, like I know, like the devil can use people who are not like fully, like with God. So the one that I'm with now is like he curses and he, you know, he smokes, he curses and stuff. And I'm trying to get him to remind him like it's wrong and stuff. But I'm feeling inside that I don't want the devil to use him in my life. And I don't know if this will last. So I feel like in order for this to last, me and him have to go to church. He needs to, you know, be a little bit more pure and stuff. I just wanted to say that, like, I know that you're talking about, you know, we can't do this, you know, and we have to, you know, be careful, anger and criticizing and stuff like that. And I'm just thinking, like, even my ex, like, he made himself seem like he was such a godly person and stuff, but even he was doing things that were wrong. And I feel like the devil can use someone who, and they think that they are, like, a Christian, but really I feel like the devil may use somebody in your life to, you know, like, I feel like the devil can even use a Christian, because a Christian means that you believe in God. It doesn't entirely mean that your heart is 100% clean.
Okay, let me ask you a couple questions, if you don't mind. Because I see that you kind of confused there, and you're trying to get direction and what you got so many mixed feelings here. First thing you need to do is you need to figure out your feelings. What you want. Because, you know, there's about six things that you can contribute yourself to a need that need to be met. And it's certainty, variety, significance, growth, connection to love, or contribution. See, growth is dealing with spiritual, and contribution is dealing with spiritual things. But it sounds like you is not certain about the thing, about the relationship that you got going on with yourself right now, and it becomes the blame game.
I feel like I'm looking for a Christian man, but it's like, you know, it's like there's always something that comes along with them, or something that they're doing that I see is wrong. Like, you know, maybe, you know, still have their little old ways set in them, and they think they're completely in, like they're a new person, but they have like a little old ways that they're pulling with them. And I'm noticing that because I have this discerning spirit. So, but I feel like, you know, like even someone else I was talking to, this girl, she said that she's bi, you know, and I feel like I like talking to her and my boyfriend I'm with now. But I feel like, should I move? Like, I feel like maybe the devil's trying to push me in like the wrong, you know, wrong group. And I feel like I shouldn't be the one judging her. Maybe I can try to, you know, push her to see that it's wrong. But I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain. It's like I feel like I don't want to be like so critical, but I feel like, is it wrong for me to hang around with people who you know, I don't know.
You cannot avoid contact with people in this world, because wherever you go, you're going to come in contact with people. But what is your standard in life? And what you do with your standards and your behavior and your conduct? Because other people is acting in their life, that doesn't mean you have to embrace what they're doing in life. If you got, it sounds like you got morals about yourself, and you got standards, and you got a conflict with trying to be a friend and not be judgmental towards other people.
Yeah.
But you got to accept your own values in life, what makes you, and the thing that you love doing, what RL loves to do. And once you try to become somebody else, what you're going to do, what you're going to end up doing is manifest your friend weakness as a strength. So you're going to try to do things to fit in with their lifestyle. Then in that process, you're going to find yourself lost. I mean, be who you are. Be who you are.
I feel like I forgot, like, she's bi, because she said, you know, she's bi. I don't think she's bi. I mean, she has a boyfriend, but, and, you know, it's not like she likes me in any, you know, way. But I feel like I don't want to, you know, give her my number, but I feel like I've been talking to her and my boyfriend, who we, like, we're always hanging together, and some other guy. And it's like, you know, I feel like I kind of want to give her my number. I'm thinking we all should hang out sometime, but I feel like, is this going to lead into a problem? You know how the devil is, so I'm like, maybe I shouldn't give her my number.
I think right now you have answered half of the question. You got to answer to part of the question now. You say, will it create a problem? So you have the answer right there. So half of the problem is figured out already. If you do give her your number, you know what else going to see after that. That's going to be inviting her in. And, you know, no one can come into your house unless you unlock the door and let them in. They can knock, but you don't have to let them in your house. Now, me personally, as a man of standards and morals, you know, I believe in you want to stand firm on the word of God and what your spirituality is telling you is that you want a clean conscience. So the thing you need to do is just focus on you. If anything makes you question God quality, you know definitely it's not right, because it's already messing with your mind. And you got you confused. That's what the devil do, is here to confuse you. To clear your mind, you stand on the word that God says, and you know what the morals that God have for us to provide, that he provided us with. And so now you're in a relationship and you're about to get into another unclean spirit about to come into the relationship. Are you about to invite somebody? That's what it seemed to be. I don't, you know, to put the pieces together, what you're saying, you know, stuff like that. The best advice that I can give you, young lady, is that focus on yourself.
But do you think that, Yeah, but do you think that on, like, while, you know, I'm thinking, like, while talking to the person, I could bring them to God, you know, bring them to church, try to change them. Even the girl who's bi, I'm thinking, you know, if she brings that up again, I could try to tell her about God and stuff. And if it doesn't work, then I guess, but then that can lead to a problem because then I have to be the one to tell her, don't call me. So,
I mean, one thing is that you don't want to force no religions on nobody. The thing you want to try to do is try to take the vision line down. Once a person do cross a certain line in your life that's going to go the opposite way of God quality, what he has standards for us, you need to notify that person where then, this is not in line with what God has for me to do. And so you have to you can separate yourself from that environment because just say, for instance, if you're out there playing by a mud puddle and you got a white outfit on, you're out there playing by this water mud puddle, eventually you're going to get some mud on your clean clothes. So long as you are tamping around with it, eventually you're going to get defiled in some kind of way or get a dirty spot on your clothes. So the best advice I can tell you is just be you and your personality of your guarded devotion. Let that speak for yourself. Sometimes we cannot speak God into somebody, but people can see God in you, and that's the key thing in life. Let God light shine through you, and once you see your conduct and your attitude and your personality about a certain thing that go against God's word, she would know not to cross that line. But for you to try to instill in her a force God's word upon somebody, that's not really a good thing to do. Because that's when the point they get defended at you. They get defended. Defending their rights, and then everything get a big argument starts for not agreeing to a certain thing, agreeing on the same point that y'all thinking about. But you can be a friend, but also just keep it at a distance.
That's what I was thinking.
You must keep it at a distance.
Doing that, I don't know. Yeah, I think you're right.
I mean, because the biggest thing that I see that you need to do is just stick to your standards. If you got morals and you hear a voice in your head telling you not to do something, don't do it because it's not right. Because your conscience is bothering you. And the scriptures say, you know, there's a law that to notify us about the conscience of the law. And to me, it sounds like that you have a conscience. And the thing you need to do is go and stick with what you do. Don't invite something into your life now that's going to hurt you later. And like I said, that's what it sounds like to me. You know, like I say, don't put yourself in that position. But like I said, let your attitude and your personality speak for you sometimes. And like I said, people do get offended for you trying to explain God's word to them or trying to tell them to change their life. I think most people in life know that there's something within them they need to change. But if you keep reminding that person of that certain problem that they have, it's only make it worse. So, I mean, that's the best thing that I can tell you is that just let your conduct and stick by your morals. And do not let unclean spirit into your world. You know, if her world is one thing, what you let in your world would destroy your world. If your world is in peace right now, if you invite that in there, everything going to get thrown around. And your peace will not.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm thinking that, like, the guy, for instance, I can see if I can see if maybe, you know how, like, maybe God uses people to bring God to the person. Then how else will they know about God? So maybe I can try to, you know, take him to church and see if it works. And if it doesn't work, then that would be it. So I'm thinking.
Let me ask you a question. When do you speak about God? How do he respond to that when you use God's name?
He's a Christian too, but the thing about it is, I don't know. It's like he has a tattoo on his arm that says, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper." And I don't see the purpose. I feel like you're not supposed to have tattoos on your body in the first place, and you have a tattoo that says, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper."
It also have a script in the Bible saying you shouldn't have the tattoos on your body, but that at one point in time, you know, he might have done that earlier in his life and didn't realize.
Yeah.
He had to say, so made that, you know, mistake. But what are some of the things? What are some of the things that this young man do to contribute to life? What do we do?
To contribute to what?
To life. What kind of spirit do we have? What kind of spirit do we feel?
I feel like maybe he wants to learn. Like, I was talking to him about God and stuff and things like that. And he was saying things like he believes that there's aliens. I'm like, what? And I was like, no, there's no such thing as that. And then he's like, I don't remember. It felt like that's how it ended. He's like, you know, they are, you know, I don't know. I think there's some, I don't know. But I feel like he does believe in God. I feel like maybe he needs someone to kind of push him, like, you know, go to church. I can read the Bible with him. But other than that, he does curse, which is annoying, and that's it.
He curses a lot?
Yeah, he does curse a lot, but he doesn't do anything else. He's not, like, the type of fight. He doesn't do things like that. He's not trying to steal or anything. He's, like, a good person, you know?
How long have you been known it?
Almost feels like for, like, 4 weeks, like a month, like 3 weeks or a month.
About a month. Well,
yeah,
I know it's not really nothing,
but I don't know. It's like my inside, I feel like he's not, you know.
I noticed that word you use a lot is that I feel like. I feel. Why do you keep saying I feel like?
I'm thinking, like, when you have the spirit of discernment, you know what is right and what is wrong. It's like the Holy Spirit guides you and will let you know.
I think we're long enough that you're confused. I think you need to step back and really evaluate yourself. I think you need to concentrate on yourself and your spiritual growth before you really could help someone else. You definitely need to know your purpose in life and which direction that you would like to go. The spirit cannot show you the way unless you know which way you want to travel in life. Red Long and I think you're at a crossroads. I think the most important advice that I can give to you is work on yourself, young lady. Get your relationship more closely with God and learn what his standards and get more, have a better relationship with God so that you can have more understanding of peoples in the world. So you definitely need, how often did you read your Bible?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
How often do you read your Bible?
I was reading it every night. I haven't read it last night, but I've been reading it every night. You know, I am very, I do have a close relationship with God and everything. It's just that I'm thinking that maybe I need to open up a little bit more because, like, I feel like if somebody does this and this, I don't talk to them. But now I met someone who does curse, but I feel like maybe there's another way you could do it. Maybe you can help them to get closer to God. And I feel like it won't harm you unless you make it harm you. You just have to know that God will just know that whatever you say, you know, there's power in your words. So if you say, he's not going to affect your life negatively, then you can say that. That's what I believe.
So how long you have a relationship with God? How long your relationship been going with God? Has it been going 1 year, 2 years, 3 years?
No, I've been having a relationship ever since I was 5 years old. I was baptized when I was like 9 years old.
Do you know why you were baptized? Do you know who Jesus Christ was and why he died for your ransom?
Yeah, I did. And I'm sorry. Okay,
did you know that at that time, or was it you was accustomed to going to church and
yeah, I was accustomed to going to church.
So really that's what you've been used to doing, going to church and listen to what people explain to you, what they think having a relationship with God is all about, or did you come to yourself to realize God is love yourself? Because the point what I'm
I think I know what you're trying to say. You're basically trying to say, did I devote everything? Some people, it's like you can be a Christian, but you're still doing, other things that are wrong. So I wasn't so perfect then, but now lately I've been, like I said, trying to devote everything to God. I'm saying that I'm trying to wait till I'm married, and things like that. So, before I wasn't really like that.
If I can ask, how old are you? 20, 30? 25.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, right now, and I think we're running out of time, but I would like for this to be to be continued next week. Could you call in next week, and I can go and get some better insight of, and recall all the things you're talking about. Let me gather some information on some of the things that what you're trying to express, because you got so many things that you got going on right now. I need to sort through majority of things, and so that I can find out who you really are.
Okay.
I think that's the biggest problem, because you don't know who you are really right now. So you need to define who you are before you can really help someone else in life. And like I say, we're running out of time now, and the time is about to run out with us. But could you call back next week, and we can take up this conversation, me and you, and we can finish this and try to work this out, that I can help you with some of these questions that you have.
Okay, I will do that.
So that I can go to the scriptures and get more information and use scriptures as a guide of explaining things to you instead of just my words. I want to use the scriptures to help me answer your questions instead of just saying a couple things. Because there's a lot of things that you got going on right now, young lady. And like I said,
it's a little confusing, but
But like I said, if you call back next, I would definitely be able to sit down and talk to you, and we can have more time to talk about the situation and put
more
stuff. But definitely call back next week.
Okay. I'll do that. I will definitely call you next week.
Have a conversation and stuff like that so I can help you out. Right now, you're running out of time. But give a, like I say, you know, just call back next week and we'll finish this conversation up. And I'll be concentrating just on you next week. All right?
Okay.
Okay, then.
All right, Donna.
Okay, then. All right, then. Right now, I want to end the show with a prayer because we're coming to the end of the hour. God, I would like to approach your throne and ask of you to help those ones out there searching for a better understanding in life to find a better relationship with you and seeking to help others along their journey in life. Keep your Holy Spirit upon them and keep your love to guide them to continue to do good in your name's sake. This I pray in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Y'all have a great day.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio. Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.